From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Last Friday, I did what it seems quite a few Americans did. I registered 3 telephone numbers, 2 cell phones and 1 landline, with the Federal Trade Commission. I did it at 8:30 in the morning Eastern Time, the very moment that the FTC's Do Not Call registry opened for business. I did it online, where I saw that very soon I'd receive an email message that I would have to respond to complete my registration. And it turned out that very soon in this case meant over the course of an entire weekend. That delay was just one measure of how overwhelming the public response to this registry, which places one on the Do Not Call list for telemarketers, has been. Eileen Harrington of the FTC is with us in the studio, and perhaps you can give us a more quantified appraisal of what the response was. How many people have signed up for this registration?
Well, as of midnight yesterday, it was 10 million, with another 3.5 million phone numbers entered, but we haven't heard back yet, or hadn't heard back, from the recipients of those email messages. So I certainly hope that when you got your email message, you opened it and clicked on as instructed.
You bet I did. Now, most of the response has been online as opposed to by telephone?
Yes, partly because the entire country now may sign up online, but only half of the country is able at the moment to register by phone. We're phasing in the phone registration system.
And when will that change?
That will change on July 7th, when everybody east of the Mississippi will also be able to register by telephone.
Given that this is obviously very popular with the American public, 10 million in a few days is a pretty big response, and there's no let-up, as you've said. What does that say about whatever loopholes may be left? Who are the ones who are still going to be able to call you up, even if you've registered your phone numbers with the Do Not Call registry?
There are very few callers who aren't going to be covered by this if they are selling things or trying to get people to buy goods or services or to make charitable contributions. The exceptions to the broad opt-out that the Do Not Call registry gives consumers the ability to do are companies that have existing relationships with the consumers. They get to call, but if the consumer says, no, you can't call me anymore, then that trumps the exemption.
Is there, by the way, some special shibboleth here? Is Do Not Call Me Anymore, does that suffice, or is there some magic words you have to
say?
Nope,
there are no magic words. Okay. You just have to register your intent. There are some kinds of calls that aren't telemarketing. There are calls from pollsters, survey takers, opinion takers, as well as political and religious organizations are entitled to very great protection.
How do you interpret this massive response, these millions and millions of people who have leapt at the opportunity to register their phone numbers for Do Not Call?
Well, it's consistent with what we heard the whole time we were thinking about requiring the establishment of this registry and that telemarketers comply with it. Consumers want choice. Consumers want to have some control over who gets to call them in their home. So this law doesn't say to telemarketers, you can't telemarket. It says that the equation is now different. And instead of telemarketers getting to decide who calls consumers, consumers have some authority to make that decision.
And people who were logging in today and entering their phone numbers, how quickly after they register are they getting back that email that they have to confirm? Still a delay, or is it coming in pretty quickly?
No, I think it's coming pretty quickly. My understanding, and I only know this anecdotally, is that people who were registering today were getting their emails almost immediately. I'm sure that there are people out there who might have had to wait an hour or two, but I think that the significant delay period was just an anomaly for day one.
Well, Eileen Harrington, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
About this. Eileen Harrington, who is Associate Director for Marketing Practices at the Federal Trade Commission.